Okay, we'll do a short meditation. Okay, we'll start Kidrupje's meditation. First part. Try not to snore. Start out by watching your breath again. We're going to do about 3 rounds of 10. So we'll take a little bit longer this time to watch your breath. Don't try to control it. Just let it go its own way. And just watch it come in and out. Watching means being aware of the tactile sensation of the breath moving in your nostrils. Okay? The touch of your breath, the touch of the air hitting your nose and passing out. The first of Kidrupje's steps in meditating on emptiness, and this is try to remember it. If you want, try to get the tape of this weekend, and we'll go through the four steps of Kidrupje's emptiness meditation. First one is simply to become aware of your being, and to become aware of each part of your being, and we're going to start with the physical part of your being. So we're not doing any examination. We're not worrying about the ultimate reality of anything. We're just exploring the different parts of your physical being. And I'm not even going to get into the mental part yet. So we'll like go through a trip through the different parts of your physical being. And first, if you're a kind of person like me who closes their eyes when you meditate, then crack them open just a bit. Keep your eyes down. And go through think about the physical objects you see. Think about what you see, the colors of this room, the shapes in this room. And imagine the colors and shapes of this room. These are the objects of your eye. Okay, these are the physical. That's one part of you, are the things that you see. You know, if I stick a pin in Rob's t-shirt, it's not going to hurt me, but it is part of my world, the color of his t-shirt. And think about all the colors and shapes in this room. They are part of you. They don't react when you stick them with a pin, but it's part of what you see all day long. It's part of you, including what you see, your own five fingers and your own body. So explore that fact that you live in a world where when you turn your head, you see certain things. And those are, in a way, those are all part of you. And let your mind go through each of the colors and shapes of this room and of yourself. Now go through the sounds of this place. That's the second part of your physical world. Be aware of all the sounds that you hear. And don't think about their ultimate reality or anything. Just record them. Try to be quiet. Listen to the sounds outside, the sounds of the people near you, and the sounds of your own heartbeat, your own breathing, the blood in your ears. Try to be aware of all those sounds. They are part of you. And try to be aware of the smells of this place. They may not be your own body smells, although those are there, but also try to smell the other smells that are floating in the air in this room. Be aware of them. Be aware of tastes, taste in your mouth. And finally, be aware of the touch of things on your skin, the the coolness of the air outside coming and touching your skin, the feeling of the clothes touching your skin. Those are called external tactile objects. And then also the internal, the feeling of your stomach if you're a little bit hungry, or the feel of your heart beating. Or be aware of the different touches of your body. Go back to your eyes once more. Think about the colors and shapes of this room and the colors and shapes of your own body and how both of them are part of you. And be aware of the sounds. And try to concentrate. It's tired and it's important. Go to the smells of this place. Go to the taste in your mouth. Go to the touches on your body. And bring your mind back to the person that you did your breathing practice on, and the person who has some kind of problem, and dedicate the energy of this meditation to them, the good karma that you just did, just starting Kedupjes meditation. dedicate that good karma to them. We'll do a short prayer, okay?